5. Flying. People have always wanted to fly like birds. Birds can fly easily because they are light, but men's bodies are heavier. People first went up into the air in balloons. These are big bags, and they are filled with gas. Hydrogen is a useful gas for balloons. It is lighter than air. Helium is also lighter than air, but it costs a lot of money. So balloons were and are usually filled with hydrogen. Helium was first discovered in the sun. After that, it was also found on the earth. Hot air is also light, and some early balloons used hot air. You have seen hot smoke rising over a fire. Bits of paper do the same. The hot air takes them up. Some balloons carried fires under them. Then they took people up into the sky. It was not a safe form of travel. Hydrogen burns easily in oxygen or in air. So if the hydrogen escapes, it might burn. But this does not happen often. There is no fire in the usual form of balloon. Balloons have to fly with the wind. They have no engines to drive them against the wind. Later, people made airships. These were balloons with engines, but they were not round. They were long, and the engines were at the back. They were also filled with hydrogen, and some of them caught fire. The hydrogen escaped, and the engines heated it. Then the airship was completely burnt in a few seconds. Aircraft with wings now take people across the world. Powerful engines drive these machines across the sky. Some of the engines are like the engines of motor cars, but they are more powerful. There is another kind of engine which we call a jet engine. Sir Frank Whittle invented the jet engine. In May 1941, his new engine was fixed in an aircraft, and the aircraft flew quite well. At the same time, the Germans were also building a jet engine, but neither country told the other, of course. Jet engines are very powerful. Usually 2, 3, or 4 are enough. But some big aircraft have 6. Anyone in a jet plane feels the power of the engines. Jet planes travel at about 1,000 kilometers an hour. Some jets travel faster than that. They travel faster than sound. Sound travels at about 330 meters a second. That is about 1,220 kilometers an hour. Then we shall not hear them until they have gone. They will leave their noise behind them.